Before I start, I just had a chizuk today. There was a levaya from a lady. Her name was Leah Segal. She was 104 when she was nifter. She was the granddaughter of the Alta Min of Alduk. There's two granddaughters that are left in the world. Leah Segal. Another one, the name of Peike, I don't know exactly. She's, I think, 96 or 97. When I was nifty, it was 104. I didn't go to the Levaya. My uncle went, Avram Shmulevitz. I didn't know about the Levaya. So I came, you know, I asked him, didn't see you today. He said, I went to the Levaya. The granddaughter is out of the Levaya, Leah Segal. So I kept, yeah, my chavrusa is waiting. So no, you have to hear the story. You don't know the story about Leah Segal? It's a Musar Haskel. I think it's at the right time. This Leah Segal, she came to America when she was 16 years old, 17, with this Peike, two Einikla from the Altam in Ovaldok. They came to America. They came to America that days, speaking about almost 100 years ago. The matzah was terrible, a little bit worse than today, yeah. And it was not shaykh, you know. So Leah Segal decided she's not staying in America. You can't get married here. It's no bnei teira. She went back to Bialystok in Lita. She went back to Bialystok. And it was two bachim. It was other the stipler, other her husband, Rav Segal. There were two. And she ended up with Rav Segal. Today was a levaya. I think it was maybe 200 einiklach. Hashishivas, tamini chachomim. Mamish choshev and choshev and mishpochas. This Peike, that is 96, she lives in America today. She's a communist. She didn't get married to them. She doesn't have kids. She came to America. She told Leah Segal when she decided to go back, to this Meshuga, I will change America. She was real. She was the koyach. She was mamish. Eishes chayr. She was a neganze brand. I will change America. What is the shaila bichla? I will come here. I will make it a mokum teira. I'll marry someone. I'll make it to be a talmid chacham. You see, I will change. She went to work, there was a whole communist group there, she became communist. Nothing, old Alte Kachke with Gomish. It's a Mishnah. Chazal said, the person says, you know, I'll go to a bad place, I will change the bad place. There's no musik. The person still has to know in life, things he will not be mushpa, he'll be okay. Nishtar Azazach not to be mushpa. Just to know, just to be careful. He thinks he will not be mushpa. And then, after 96 years, 100 years, the person that left the whole thing, today she's happy. What is left from the other person? That's the chizuk that I got today. I felt, it's like in chizukim, davo be'itoy, lin yoneinu. Chazal say, Shofar shel Yom Kippurim poshut. The shofar that they blew in the Beis Hamikdash in Yom Kippurim was straight, was flat. Kamo de poshit inish daite tfei nichale. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah kofuf. Kamo de kaif inish daite tfei nichale. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah poshut. How much a person is more simple, it's better. What is the pshat? The avoda from Yom Kippurim is a avoda if kamo de poshit inish daite tfei nichale. The more simple, the more poshit that you are, tfei nichale. He has a better Yom Kippurim. Rosh Hashanah, we said, is a avoda of malchias. kam de kaif in shdaite tvei nichalei. The more mishtabed, the more mishtabed, kam de kaif in shdaite tvei nichalei. And this was the avodah that we were zeicha baruch Hashem reish Hashanah. Kadosh Baruch Hu was the melech, we are nobody. Mishtabed, einen milvado, Hashem melech, Hashem moloch, Hashem imloich. We pass that. We know everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing is up to us. Mirtzo Yisrael mekatet, Mirtzo Yisrael mesatet. Ribbono Shel Olam does everything. We know that. This was the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. But no tachlis lemaise. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah was not a tachlis dikel lemaise. We know Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We are nobody. We have to listen to him. We are nobody. Oilonu shechotanu. This is Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaKippurim will tell you, all the good machshavas live and decide. Kama de poshit in ishdaite tfei nichale. Simple. Be simple. Why? The avoid of Yom HaKippurim is to plan shtar, the future. How to be a better person. This is the avoid of Yom HaKippurim. To plan how to be a better person. Person has to be bepshitas, machshavas. So we know that avoda is be'etzem kabbalas. So we're mekabel from Rabbi Seinu, the avoda of Yom HaKippurim is kabbalas. But before I start kabbalas, we have to know there's two parts in the kabbalas. There's kabbalas. We'll go through. We'll give examples. Then Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, the Mashgiach from Ponovich Zatzal, would say, what he does over Ne'ile, he knocks off Kabbalas. I will explain. The Yitzhahori comes to you first, he doesn't let you to come to the right Avodah in Yom HaKippur. After you will come to the right Avodah, you will come to the Kabbalas, and the Yitzhahori sees that he can convince you to stop to do Kabbalas. What he does is a very simple thing. He starts to add 500 Kabbalas, 1,000 Kabbalas. He knows in the end it will never happen anyways. First, he doesn't let you to come to the Avodah. In the minute that you came to the right Avodah in Yom HaKippurim, I'll explain it soon, the Yitzhahori comes, he's your friend. One Kabbalah, took up 100 Kabbalahs. We'll start, and I'll explain. I want Mamish Kamo de Poshit Inish to speak very Poshit Lemais. I'm speaking to myself, just Lemoshel. Person thinks, to come before Yom Kippur ready to the Achon, I'll be masber, step by step. Person thinks the Moshe, Tefillah is very schwach by him. Tefillah is very schwach by him. Tefillah b'tzibu, it's very schwach. Yeah, for sure he tries. It's very schwach. Every time he's mekabel to daven tefillah b'tzibu, it doesn't go. So he takes to himself a Kabbalah. So, a person that doesn't think what is mekabel this year, tefillah b'tzibul. And we could sign, he for sure not keep it. Yeah? It's not a Kabbalah. What is a Kabbalah? He tries to think, what will change? He will take one tefillah and this year, choyk v'lo yavoich, this year, this tefillah, he doesn't miss. So he starts to think, shachris, best, the most choshev tefillah. He knows himself, when he will go to sleep 6 o'clock, whatever. He knows what's coming down. It's not shy. He knows himself. So he knows this Kabbalah will not stand. Will not stand in the test. Will not stand in the test. Mincha. Mincha is a good idea. No, the problem is the first shift, the shiur, not lemaisadi for me. Not lemaisadi. I know myself, it's not lemaisadi. That's Ma'ariv is very good. Ma'ariv, I could be mekabel every time. I miss, I could go to Lambda, I could go to Shem HaShabbos, I could go to Shtips. I could manage. So I could be mekabel Ma'ariv, I daven, it doesn't make a difference what. First, the Kabbalah. So, okay. Ma'ariv, I'll never miss. And what if I'm in the airport and I'm flying? All of this he has to think before the Kabbalah. So I'll never book a ticket. What if the ticket will be no, till $200? I will change the ticket, or I will leave 2 days even late into Ben Azmanim. More from that, I'm not meshubet. This makes sense. If I'm far away from a place that I can't dive in, what I will do? Till half an hour, I will travel. I came home, I'll take a car service. Till $50. I'm not sure how much. And the Kabbalah has to be covering all of the Echatimtzes. All of the Echatimtzes. When the Kabbalah is ready, oh, this Kabbalah could change me. There's a good Kabbalah for me. So a person could say, no, Maghrib also will not work out for me. I'm tired by night. It doesn't happen. Every second night I forget to daven Maghrib. Okay, I can't Mekabbal it. Okay, maybe I'll not use Tefillah B'Tzibul this year for the Kabbalahs. The Chochmah of the Kabbalahs is that you could be sure of it has to be something that's a Kabbalah, not, you know, you'll say, that, I don't know if it's possible by every person. Yeah, but I'm Hashem. Yeah. But you make a Kabbalah that you know that you could handle it and it will happen till next Yom Kippur. And if you know that you can't, you make a Kabbalah till next Pesach. Till next Pesach. But a Kabbalah in Ganzen. Thought I had. See, after the Shmaya, I'm keep we can speak open this year before Pesach, sitting and learning somewhere. I was very hungry. So it was late by night. So I called my kids and I asked them to order for me something. I was not home, I was not learning in my house, I was learning somewhere, a private place. I asked my kids to organize that someone will send food for me. They came. I started to eat it. Tastes very good. In the middle of eating it, I saw it has a very shvacha hechsher. My kids is two stores near each other with the same name. My kids called the wrong store and they ordered the wrong thing. It's a hechsher that I never ate in my life. I tried to vomit, I didn't manage. I'm not holding that madrega, yeah? I felt even more terrible. No. Pshir, I had to check. You know, then I looked in the package attack, I saw that. I didn't know what to do. So I have to do tshuva. What tshuva I will do? So I will say sorry. I have to make kabbal not to eat something, yeah? What? I didn't know what. I have to make kabbal something. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you exactly what I like, yeah? But I was make kabbal something that I like. I will not eat till next Pesach. I knew it's very hard for me. Mamash, every second I eat that thing. Mamash, but I'm not eating it. I was mekabel. I went a half an hour. I'm sure I could handle it. So I could handle it. It was only iludisha. I was like, I will not eat it. Not a beef, yes. No, I will not. I'm sure I could. Again, this is a Kabbalah or not. I said, no, I will do it. This, I know, this I need to do. Kabbalah, even though Imamish like to eat a thing, and Imamish every second day eat it, and he gives me kayach, I'm late by night, I eat it, and he keeps. 2 days after it, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a siman that the Kabbalah was okay. I became a bit sick. I had to go to a diet, a special diet. And the doctor told me, if you eat that, you could die. Imamish, it's Imamish, but you're pikuach nefesh. So now I'm not eating it because the doctor told me it's dangerous for me. Yeah? But I told the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Givaldik, yeah? First of all, Akadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to him, I was mekabel a kabbalah that was a little bit too big, but I was decided to mekabel it. Hashem helped me. It made me sick that I can't eat it. Now I know for sure I will not be nichshel. Now I'm scared to eat it, right? Yeah? This is a kabbalah. Now a person has to know the moshel. I know a person will be mekabel on himself. To daven Ma'ariv b'tzibul. This is his Kabbalah, and he decided that he could be oymed the whole year. The Yitzhahara tests you, no, tomorrow he will test you. The day after Yom Kippur, you remember 2 o'clock by night that you didn't daven Ma'ariv b'tzibul. And you have to get up and travel for half an hour. But if you oymed it, then the Nisayon is easy. He will test you. He will test you, he will make it a try. We'll go weiter. Some people in Moshul feel that Birkas HaMazon by them is not so sharp, yeah? I say, Alamol, it's a pella. Like, when he benches himself, he doesn't take a bencher. When he's mighty someone, B'dakha, he wants a bencher. I would say, Fakelt. When you mighty someone, if you have a mistake, he will correct you. So you don't need a bencher. When you bench yourself, I remember Shlever Chap, what is the pshat? You see the same guys, when they're mighty, every time ask for a bencher, if you give them Zimun, every time I don't give him Zimun, he benches without a bencher.
Maybe he doesn't know Zimut Chafes, yeah. But it's Mamash Apel. Because people are made like that. So a person decides, he knows that this year, he skipped words. He knows that. It's Aveira. He has to fix it. So how he will fix it? You know what? I'll be mekabel to bench with a bench. He starts. He comes to the place, there's no bench. He comes to the restaurant, there's no bench. So it's not a good Kabbalah. So he thinks, you know what, I'll be mekabel like this. If I'm in a place that is a bench, I will not bench without asking for the bench. Does it make sense? If I'm in a room that is a bench, I will not bench without a bench. What would it be if I'm in a yeshiva and you could go up? So it's considered a place or not considered a place? You have to decide now. Because if not, in yeshiva they have benches, some guys are in charge, but I'm saying it would be a soida. If it's a bencher, I'm in the plane, I could ask for someone for a sitter, it's considered as a bencher. What would it be if I forgot the bench for the bencher? I will get up, and I will take the bencher, I will open it, and I will wait 2 minutes, and then I will leave the place. So like this I know I'll be makbid at the bencher. This is a Kabbalah for a person that feels he has to mechazik and bencher. We'll go weiter. A person, Lamazogim, feels he has to mechazik in Shabbos. Shabbos. Next year, I'll keep the Shabbos. Yeah, I'll keep the Shabbos. He doesn't know the Shabbos. No, I will learn the Shabbos and I will learn the Shabbos. But he has to do something from the Kabbal for Shabbos. So one person can mekabel, Lamazogim, you know, he's used to reading books, newspaper, nothing, not to read Divrei Chol and Shabbos. Another person will say, it's impossible. You know, he can't stand in it. So okay, during this man, he could mekabel to do it. Comes home, he has to read it. Mishpacha, Shavuot, Vesit, Shavuot, yeah? The Chochmah is to speak to Kilei Yitzchor. Another person said, no, not to read, I'm not holding out the mekabel shot. It's not where I'm holding. But what I can mekabel is, that Lich benching, a half an hour before Lech benching, I'm not doing melacha. A half an hour before Lich benching, I'm not doing melacha. Means even if I didn't take a shower, I'm not going into a shower. But this is my Kabbalah. This year, every Shabbos, and I'll explain to you a little bit more now. Why this Kabbalah is a good Kabbalah for Shabbos? I'll give you an example. Because it means that before Shabbos, I stopped for a half an hour. And I remember it's Shabbos. I was mekabel not to do nothing before Shabbos. The whole Shabbos, you remember, was the Yom Kippur. Again, the first time, the Yitzhak will test you. Remember, one year I was mekabel half an hour before Shabbos, I don't do melacha. So when was the first Shabbos? First Shabbos was the Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. I took my kids to the old city, for, you know, Lulav, the afternoon, and the way back, I remember there's a Kabbalah. I went up in the middle of the Arabs, boom, half an hour, I jumped out of the car. I had to walk for an hour and a half home. But from then, it never happened to me after it. Hashem tested me. Could be Mekel, in the car, it was the Melocha. No, the Kabbalah is strong. The Kabbalah is strong, it doesn't make a difference. This is the Chochmah of a Kabbalah. And the Avodah is to pick a Kabbalah that will change your life. And I could go over the whole Taryag. Lamazan on a person, benching, you know, the times that he washes in his life, are maybe a Shabbos, yeah? So I don't know if benching is the most important thing, but Alamichi in a bencher you could mark with. Because that he never really said all the words in his life. So more important than Mekabel, Alamichi with a bencher. So Nafka Mina, he says, bencher, I'll bench because I'm also in the bencher. You eat Shabbos anyway, you bench in the bencher, come out every time. The Chochmah is to find things, so Lamazag and Alamichi every day, he eats, you know, Orzai, different things, the Borekas, he has to make Alamichi. So he knows that during the day, he will have a memory. No, Brochus is very weak by him. But like this, if Alamichi will be Shtag, so the Birkas Aneni will be Shtag. But some person, Birkas Aneni is terrible. He every day remembers after he eats that he has to make a bracha. He knows it's terrible. It's terrible, he has to do tshuva in it. So what he will do? The next year, I'll say Brachas Bechavonah. He knows. Simchas Torah already forgets. So he picks one bracha. Shehakri. Agofen. What he thinks. That bracha will try to be mechav. Not for everyone is enough. Someone is too much, he will forget. Hamoitzi will be mechav. Every time Hamoitzi, he will do slowly Bechavonah. So this will happen for the ganze yom. The chokhmah in the Kabbalah is, the moshel, I say alamol. So the chofetz chaim every day two halachas is givaldik, yeah. But some people, when they became every year they were kabbalit, you know, they have like a pile of sfar near their bed. It's been not even mashpia on them not to speak lashon hara. So he has to find this year episode change. I'm not saying not to be kabbalit, chosh mekabbalah. But it's a whole that fools you. A person has to know. The yisoid of tshuva is charote ala oval, kabbalah ala osi. I will change. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to hear. Now, he doesn't ask us to do something that we can't do. He doesn't ask us. But he wants to see a real change. And we want to do a real change. A person has to go through his machshoves to find little things that could change his life. Any person could have little things. You start now, you're young. In 10 years, you have 5-6 Kabbalahs from every year, you start to change. You start to change. The person thinks sheker is very bad by him. He never says the truth. Now, could be, this could be a good thing to change. Could be, sheker, guy, the chanuf, you know. He said, oh, so Reb Chatzker says, what happens is, the Yitzhahori comes to you. First, he doesn't let you to focus enough on davening. Then slowly you start to make kabbalas. You all organize. You come to Ne'ilah, you have a list of 500 things. The Motzim Kippur, you even don't remember the list of the kabbalas. This is the Chochmah of the Yetzer Hara. He starts to push more things. More. Chatzko said, he sits in Ne'ilah and he cuts off. What are the main things? And then he starts to polish them. And what would be if this case happens? What would be if this case happens? This Kabbalah will be mekabel deval till Chanukah. Chanukah, I will have a day to decide. If I don't decide, it automatically is mamshich till Pesach. If I stop in that day and I decide, I could stop it. So the Moshe will have a nozi chatzkes in Chanukah. The chokhmah is to tie yourself. In Kabbalah, that you could change. Now, a person has to know it's very hard to come to Yom Kippur and to decide these achlotas. It's very hard. There's not enough time. We cry, we daven, we have a lot of things in Yom Kippur. A person has to sit and doing this is the avodah of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's enough time to sit during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva to think, where is the soft parts? One person thinks kibudav. Kibudav is terrible by me. Every time when I speak to my parents, I argue with them. Very common thing, yeah? But everyone else, you get along with your parents, you fight. So what he does? How he changes it? So he has to think. At Kabbalah, I don't argue on the phone with them. Someone told me he can't. He mamish every time fights with his parents. So I gave him a good Kabbalah. He only calls his parents when someone else is in the room, and he's embarrassed to yell. Busha, it's like more Kiddushin, but it's he can't. He doesn't. In front of someone else, he will speak, but he will not chutzpah, not start to scream and yell. And as on his own, he starts to get angry. We speak when you like your parents, not Mishana. Some person, I'm not saying kibudav is not important for him, but him, it doesn't mean that every day he has arguments with his parents that take him down. So maybe kibudav is not the thing that he has to work this year. Mashal, a person feels he's mezazel tamid chachamim. This year he's not speaking against no one. He's not speaking against people. As a shayla machlekes, he's leaving it to different people. This year I don't speak against people. This year I don't speak against people. He feels it was full with Lashon Hara, with Rechilus, against people. But again,
is the Chochmah is to find things that you know that you could be Oymet. And if you're not sure, you cut it, you limit it. You make exactly, and what would be if you over on it? Once, twice. It's also in learning. Person can make a cheshbon, you know, this year will not be a day without a half an hour of learning. That's Hashem, we'll learn 12 hours every day. But will not be a day. Erev Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur, Erev Sukkot. Every day, at least I'll have Torah from a half an hour. Yes, no, if you could be aiming for. This could give him a chashivas for Torah. He's holding in a higher madrege. This year, half an hour of Torah without a hefsek every day. Has to be that we are half an hour pure. So this is what Machasik can, if you're doing this much. Everyone. Person knows he has bad friends. He's a Mekabel this year, he doesn't go out with them. He doesn't go to Shabbos with them. I don't mean bad, bad, but bad what we call bad. He knows they go to Shabbos and say, felt in Shabbos. This year he doesn't go. He doesn't go. Same thing in Kedusha. The Chazal said, till 4 to 5 Kabbalahs a person could have. Not more. Avada, you have to do tshuva on everything and hope that everything will change. And you can give a list of 500 things that you hope to change. It's avada, and everything to do tshuva. But to try to take the 5 things that you feel that will change you, that will pick you up, and with that you come to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm planning to be a better person. I'm planning to sit and learn better. I'm planning not to speak Lashon Hara. I'm planning to daven kama shetzorich. I will be a different person. But Ribbono Shel Olam, I can't do everything at once. But I found these 5 things that I was mekabel, that they will change my day. They will change my life. I'm telling you, it's boduk umenuse. If you sit and you clear that the Kabbalah could go through, till next Yom Kippur. Till next Yom Kippur. Doesn't mean that all of your life you have to bench from a bencher. Yeah. The person works on it and is mekabel, this is the tshuva that a person comes with. Avad, he has to have charota ala ova in ganzen. Kabbalah ala osi in ganzen. And everything to be mischaret. But to mekabel. And remember to pick 5 things that there are a kabbalah. I mean, no fool yourself, okay, easy things, I would keep easy things. You know what I'm saying? I will daven, you know, I'll put on tefillin every day, I'll say Krishma every day. It's Mishkan Chochma. First, has to find things that he's changing, but that he knows that he can handle them. He knows that it will happen. And if he has 5 things like that, and he fixes them to proti proti. So, a word of a bocher with Darek Klal could be that during the assessment with Shuva, he comes with 10, 15 things. That he has ideas, what could change. He doesn't have to decide. When it comes to Yom Kippur, and even some people write it down on a piece of paper. And during Yom Kippur, he feels. During Yom Kippur, he feels what is better, and with the Yom Kippur, he's mekabel the Kabbalah that these 5 things will change him. Ezes Hashem will have siyata dishmaya shelifnei Hashem titov.